Hey everyone, Novalin here, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. Today, we're diving deep into something crucial, self-compassion. Because let's face it, battling phone addiction can feel like wrestling a digital kraken, and trust me, you don't want to be doing that while beating yourself up at the same time. We've all been there, right? That sinking feeling when you realize you spent another hour scrolling mindlessly through social media or endlessly refreshing your feed. You berate yourself for being weak, for falling back into old patterns. But hold on a second. That inner critic isn't doing you any favors. In fact, it's like pouring gasoline on an already raging fire. Self-compassion is the secret weapon we all need to break free from this digital grip. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a dear friend struggling with something similar. So how do we cultivate this superpower? Let's break it down. First things first, acknowledge that you're human. We all stumble, we all have moments of weakness. Phone addiction isn't some character flaw, it's a real struggle amplified by our hyper-connected world. Give yourself permission to mess up without judgment. Remember, progress isn't linear, there will be ups and downs. Next, ditch the shame game. Seriously, why are we so quick to punish ourselves for things that are often beyond our control? Instead of beating yourself up, try reframing those moments of temptation. See them as opportunities to learn and grow. Okay, I reached for my phone again. You might say, what can I do differently next time? Practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you feel that urge to scroll, take a deep breath and notice your feelings. Are you bored? Anxious? Lonely? Understanding your triggers is key to breaking the cycle. Remember, self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook entirely. It's about setting realistic goals and celebrating small victories. Did you resist checking social media first thing in the morning? High five. Did you put your phone away during dinner with friends? Awesome job. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves recognition. And finally, remember that you're not alone in this journey. We're all in this together. Lean on your support system, talk to friends, family, or even join a group of people who are also working towards healthier phone habits. Sharing your experiences and challenges can make all the difference. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a party, mingling with people, laughing, enjoying yourself. But then, you reach for your phone to check notifications. You lose track of the conversation, miss out on important moments, and end up feeling disconnected from the real-world experience. Doesn't that suck? That's exactly what can happen when we allow our phones to dictate our interactions. We become so engrossed in the digital world that we neglect the richness of real-life connections. By practicing self-compassion, you can break free from this cycle and start enjoying life to the fullest. Think about it. You deserve to be present, engaged, and truly connected with the people around you. So, what are your next steps? Start by setting aside a few minutes each day for mindful reflection. Acknowledge your phone usage patterns and identify your triggers. Next, try implementing small changes. Put your phone away during meals, create phone-free zones in your home, or use apps that track your screen time. Remember, it's a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop striving for a healthier relationship with your phone. Because when you take back control of your digital life, you unlock a world of possibilities for deeper connections, increased productivity, and ultimate freedom. Join me tomorrow for another episode packed with tips and tricks to conquer your screen addiction and reclaim your life. See you then.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.